Return to Camp Blood, Episode 64, Waiting to Execute. This episode is brought to you by Friday the 13th, The Game.
Jesus Christ. Jason's alive. He killed my friend, now he's coming for me.
He's got a death curse.
Jason's a legend.
I'm Mrs. Warren, an old friend of the Christies.
Jason belongs in hell.
You're doing the biggest stay here.
Never come back again.
Today is his birthday.
Welcome to another episode of Return to Camp Blood. I'm your host, Eric, joined by my former counselor and new host of Postmortem Radio, Oz.
How you doing? Camp Blood Postmortem Edition, huh?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's good to be back.
Thank you for coming back, sir. And we have a counselor in training, Mr. Scar Maddox.
How you guys doing?
As loyal Friday the 13th fans, nothing has our machetes held higher than the anticipation of Friday the 13th, The Game. It is currently on pre-order on BackerKit, and tonight we have Mr. Randy Greenback, executive producer for Gun Media, to talk about the pre-order options. How are you doing tonight, Randy?
I'm doing good. I'm glad to be here. It's going to be fun.
When you guys were still doing your initial startup campaign, Wes was on the show. And we talked to him, and the mantra was you never know what's going to pop up at Camp Blood, and I love it. And I mean, you guys have done just an amazing thing. Your Friday fans, own a piece of history. This will be 30 years from now. It will be the same as the NES game. I mean, does that not blow your mind?
It's going to be a little bit better than the NES game.
I'm going to guarantee it's already 10 times better than the NES game.
It sure looks like.
The NES game is really a stain, a mar on the franchise. If I, of course, to me, like when I was a kid, I got the game and I played it, and I enjoyed it enough in that I was trying to mine as much fun from it as possible, right? Like we all did. You didn't get games very often, so it was all about trying to make the most out of what you do got.
Yeah, absolutely. I was so geeked out when I got the 8-bit Nintendo. Jason was on the cover and everything. I couldn't wait to pop it in. But I was quick. My anticipation quickly and eagerness quickly went to frustration very, very early on.
Zombies with rocks, wolves.
Yeah, throwing little daggers or whatever at Jason, at Purple Jason, nonetheless. I was like, "You've got to be kidding me, man!" It reminded me of Shinobi with the little stars that you used to throw, but only not nearly as cool.
And it didn't control nearly as well, and you didn't feel like a badass ever.
No. I mean, every damn cabin looked exactly the same. It was completely empty, and then all of a sudden, Jason pops up,
and then kills you with some kind of weird. It kind of looked like a giant.
Well, I mean, that would be kind of cool. I would welcome that in the next Friday film. we've yet to see Jason kill anybody with a tooth. Hey, if there's anybody that could do it, I'm sure he could. I'm
sure, Jason could figure it out. But yeah, that game just the scariest thing about it was the title screen, and you were excited when that knife came down into the mask. You're like, "Yes, this game's going to be amazing."
Yes.
Start,
yeah.
And then quickly you realize it's a turd.
Yes,
turd is it? Yeah, that's a nice word.
I'm looking at your alpha versions right now.
Oh, really?
And I mean, your graphics are well, unless you've only released betas thus far.
No, I mean, early on, right around the end of the Kickstarter, we did put out a early pre-alpha video. And even then, I would say that our game was better than the NES. And it's only matured more.
Right on. And on your backer kit, you've got a plethora of options. I mean, from Manfredini soundtrack to art books. I mean, you have so much. I mean, maybe could you tell our fans what exactly some of these options are, because to my understanding, like a special edition never before seen Savini edition of Jason is going to only be available on the backer kit. Am I wrong with that?
Yeah, that's what we got going on right now. We have a whole bunch of other stuff up there. Like we got the Savini, the Kickstarter exclusive, Tom Savini design Jason, never before seen. You can get that up there right now with a digital copy of the game or a physical copy of the game. We also have the collector's edition. We have an art book. We have the soundtrack, like you mentioned. We even have something that we're calling the virtual cabin. And that's something that fans and players can get right now and actually download and play on Steam. And it's kind of an interactive museum that you can explore a cabin at Camp Crystal Lake. And there's tons of stuff we've hidden in there. There's somebody's found the Pamela tapes that we're working on, the first few pages of the manuscript for that. So they unlock that mystery. But there's other mysteries to solve in there, but also just tons of Easter eggs, not just about Friday the 13th, but about 80s horror in general.
Oh, really nice. And so can we get that on the backer kit page?
Yep, that's up on the backer kit page. It's $15. It's fully interactive. It's an immersive world. You can wander around the cabin. We're adding to it weekly. Every week we either fix bugs and do optimizations, and then every other week is a new room opens up and new content is put in there. So like you can see, we have five of the camp counselors that we've announced built in 3D that you can check out in person. We have three Jasons in there currently. You can check out Jason from part 3, also from part 7 as well, and part 2. So you can see Sackhead in there in the Jason room. We have a radio in there that has a whole bunch of tracks from Harry Manfredini right now. And we also have some dev audio logs that we recorded to kind of give people updates on how the game's progressing. And man, it's just packed full of stuff, and we're adding to it all the time. So it's like it's kind of a new thing. We're letting people in behind the scenes through the game engine and letting them see the game come together like before their eyes. And actually they can walk around in full 3D and explore and see all the new stuff we had.
Yeah, the pictures that you have on there are really good too. Like when you go into the actual thing, you can see like different pictures on there.
Oh yeah, there's tons of stuff there. And then we have like artists on the team at Illphonic have been doing amazing work. And they've been scrubbing through frame by frame. So like if we want to put a lamp in a cabin, we go find a lamp in one of the frames of the film, and that's what they model exactly. So there's tons of, like, if you're observant and you're really looking at it and you've seen the movies 10, 15 times each, you'll notice all the stuff from the movies that are packed into that cabin, and all that stuff's going to be spread out over the maps in our game when it comes out.
10, 15 times? That's not a true fan.
No, that's a moderate fan.
That is a moderate fan, that's true. But, I mean, there's not many people who watch Part 5 more.
Oh, I have. That was the last good one they made, man.
Yeah, you like Five?
Until the reboot. Five is, I will always say, man, A New Beginning is the redheaded stepchild of the Friday franchise.
Right.
But, and honestly, in all honesty, I mean, yeah, I know people get pissed and they shit on it because it wasn't Jason. But you know what? It's the last one in the franchise that actually had the feeling of a Friday the 13th film. Yeah. I mean, you go back to the original
Supernatural.
One. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it was a whodunit. You didn't know who. I mean, there was. I mean, it had some good kills. I mean, you got to see titties. I mean, it was. Yeah. I mean, they upped the sleaze factor. I mean, but you know what? I mean, it was an all around. I mean, I think a damn good standalone slasher. Yeah. I mean, Jason or not Jason.
Yeah, I think that's one of my personal favorites of them all. I think it would have been better as not a Friday movie. The concept was. Like
it had some cool characters. I really like the mask. I like the blue. It looks good. But when the mask came off, and I hope you can't spoil a movie that's like 30 years old. But
I mean, sorry, I think the statute of limitations for spoilers is gone on that.
Awesome. When I saw it was Roy, I remember the first time, I'm like, what kind of bullshit is this?
So you're now past the $1,050,000 Tommy Jarvis is back.
Yes.
So is that something that we're going to have to purchase extra, or is that just, is that a treat?
We haven't officially confirmed anything yet, but you know, we're big fans of giving more to the fans and putting more content in the game. So, you know, if something like that were actually happening, it might, you know, end up being for everyone. So,
that's really nice.
That would be pretty cool.
I neither confirmed nor denied anything right there. But
no
political answer.
We're a giving bunch.
And I wasn't trying to pull any information. I did try from Mr. Manfredini. I said, I asked him if we would know how, because his music is such a character in the Friday series, if we could tell the gameplay by his style of music. He refused to answer that.
Yeah, he's playing some really good stuff, but again, like, you could see some of the tricks that he has up his sleeve, because we have put a few of, I think we have a total of 4 of his tracks in Virtual Cabin right now. And you can listen to them however you want. We also have 2 songs from the soundtrack of the game that are, you know, like actual with lyrics and stuff. So you get 4 tracks from Harry, and you get 2 tracks from other bands. I think it's Crazy Licks, I Don't Want to Die, and Mitch Murder has a song in there as well. And there's more to come.
Right now, I need to actually put my iPad down, because I'm trying to order it while I'm doing my podcast. And that just sounds amazing. I mean, I saw where you guys released a wonderful picture of Jeff and Sandra. Love it. Love it. I mean, you guys have done what we nerds love, and you've put so much love into this. And I mean, I'm just gobsmacked at the level of attention to detail that you guys have paid. I mean, thank you as a fan. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. I mean, I can't take credit for that at all. I mean, everybody on the team, we're all huge fans of the franchise movie, and especially the earlier ones. So, There's tons of homages to different scenes from all the different movies, different characters. And we're just trying to be as thorough as possible. But like I was saying earlier, like, we have shout outs to even campy, cheesy movies like Monster Squad that we grew up watching in the 80s, right? Because it was that era of horror that kind of made us fall in love with the genre, and made us, you know, inspired us to create the game.
Absolutely, and I love Monster Squad, and Wolfman does have nards.
That he does. He can't hide those.
Hey, Randy, this is Oz. I had one question that it's been bouncing around in my head since this whole game thing started. I thought that it would be, you know, a really cool idea, and I'm hoping that maybe there's something like this you guys have thought about. Is there, like, possibly, like, a bonus level or something in the game that you can unlock that puts the character into, like, an iconic scene from one of the movies? Like, I don't know, like, you can become Chris as she's being chased from Jay, you know, going to the barn in part 3, or you know, going back and forth from the house, the Jarvis house, to the kids' partying house in part 4, or something to that effect. I mean, there's something like that that in the game that you can unlock that puts you in, like, one of the iconic moments from one of the films.
We've been talking about, like, if we were able to do single player at all, like, what you described is exactly what we'd want to do for our single player campaign. We'd want to recreate, like, pivotal scenes from the movies and let you kind of play them out,
right?
And exactly. Do the what if thing, like, hey, what if this character had gone this way or tried to fight Jason, or, you know, like. And you could play with that. So, like, that would be one of the things that we'd want to do if we were able to somehow get the funds to complete a single player campaign. So if that money lands in our lap, you can bet that's exactly the direction we're going to go.
Awesome.
What's the amount you guys need to hit to be able to get that?
I believe it was like, I don't have anything in front of me, so I may get this wrong. Like is either 1.6 or 1.9 million. Okay. Yeah, we're a fair chunk of the way there. But again, if that money lands in our laps, those missions are getting made.
Everybody, pony up.
Pony up.
Yeah,
I've pre-ordered this for PlayStation 4 and Xbox.
Nice.
Excited.
Now that is a true geek of a fan right there.
I got digital on both, and then a physical copy of the Xbox One. Okay, that way, I don't have to open it.
So clearly, you play both. You prefer Xbox One.
Yep.
Okay, that's awesome. Well, thank you for that. That's we're excited. Like one of the things I'm looking most forward to is actually being, having like the beta out or the full game out even, and playing with the fans. Like I do a lot of streaming for Friday the 13th. So I stream every Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern on the Friday the 13th Twitch channel. And I can't wait until I'm streaming our game and playing against people who backed us. Like, that's going to be amazing.
And that's what I love about your whole backer campaign. This is, it's funded by the fans. And, being a backer myself, I feel like I own a part of this. Yeah. And that's a genius idea.
You're also kind of my boss. And so I always joke that I have I don't just have one boss. I have over 12,000 bosses, because everybody who backed the campaign, I do owe a debt of gratitude, and so does the rest of the team. And we all acknowledge that, and that's why we're so giving, and that's why we do updates constantly. That's why we post cool new screenshots or little videos that we take with our phone from playtests up on Twitter, our own personal Twitter accounts. So just 2 weeks ago on a Friday, we posted a couple of videos of Jason walking out of the barn from part 3. And then we got another one of his, of the part 7 Jason, his vertebrae moving as he breathes. Oh. And you can see from the back, that got put up there. Like we share a lot, and we care a lot. So we really do owe a lot to the backers and fans everywhere, and we're fans ourselves. So this is what we would want anybody who was making this to be doing anyways. So we're just trying to be good shepherds of the license that we got.
And totally. To be perfectly honest with you, as soon as this game, you guys started this campaign, I bought a PS4.
Nice. Getting ready.
Absolutely. Can you tell me what the machine, I'm intrigued. I actually on my order, I got the machete case.
Okay.
And, can you tell me a little bit about that?
Did you get one of the signed ones that we had up on Kickstarter, or did you get, the Revision 2 case?
The Revision 2 case, so, and I'm regretting.
No. The only difference between that is it's not signed. Obviously. And there'll be a slight color variation on the slip cover for the steel case. So it'll be a steel case book. There's a lot of fans that are like, it comes with a machete. And we're like, no, it does not actually come with a real machete. Like we would be sued, from top to bottom, from the moon back. I don't know. We called it the Machete Steel Edition because it is a really nice thick steel case. And it's going to be, it's going to have some good art on the steel case, but then also a really cool slip cover that meshes with it. So, it's not fully designed yet. So we haven't announced or shown anything from it, but as soon as it's designed and things get firmed up as far as our launch date goes, we're going to put it out and show people, what's coming. And people are going to be happy they got it, because these are really limited. Like some games, do like 30,000 print runs or whatever for their collector's editions and stuff. Like these, even like the Rev 1, I think we only did like 600. And the Rev 2 edition, we only did like 1,500. So there's less than 2,000 or less than 3,000 of these steel cases out there in the world that are ever going to be produced. And so they'll be collector's items instantly. Like,
it's a way to make me kick myself.
Like if you got one. Like, for instance, if you got one of these and you bought it, it's probably going to double in price the same day it launches. So you'll see people selling them on eBay for two or three times the amount.
Oh, I can imagine so.
They're that limited. So, yeah, you'll enjoy it. You'll like having it. It'll be something that almost no Friday the 13th fans have. There's very few people own.
And after after the release, are you guys still gonna hit up the convention circuit?
Yeah. I don't know what conventions we're gonna do after release, but we're still gonna have a presence and we're still gonna be working on the game. So like when the game comes out, it's not the end of the game. Like we're gonna keep updating and adding new content and supporting it to keep the community alive because we have a lot of plans. Like we can only get so much done before we launch. But we have so many other ideas that we want to add to the game, right? And there's so many other areas of the, you know, there's tons of cool stuff in the movies. So there's a lot to sample from and a lot to get into the game.
Right on. And as a final question, I know it's getting late for you. And what was it like working with Kane Hodder?
Oh, man. Well, Kane is an awesome guy. I remember when we did the Kickstarter video, though. Like, if you go back and watch that Kickstarter interview video with me and Kane sitting side by side, you'll see that I got a little surprised at the beginning. So I'd only started talking to Kane and met him for like right before that. And I'm just sitting there. We've been hanging out for a day and a half at the at Sean's house and just having fun grilling out and stuff. And then we did sit down for the interview and I just get popped in the side of the face and I was like, what? The camera was rolling, right? So I had to roll with it. And of course, when we cut, I was just laughing. He was laughing. And, you know, he's a stuntman, so he knows how to pull a punch. Like, if he really clocked me, I probably would have lost teeth and probably got knocked out. but I did feel it. You know, luckily I had a beard and that kind of lessened the impact.
That's just awesome. And I do love the fact that on your IG page, you guys post that you're back to work and you've got Wes sitting there with a hockey mask on.
Oh, yeah. Like everybody, you know, everybody's work area has tons of Friday the 13th stuff. I have masks and under mask galore surrounding me. Whenever I do a live stream on Twitch for Friday the 13th, like just this past Friday, I pulled out my Jason Goes to Hell mask. I showed off my part 6 hawk, and you know I just like showing the fans that, you know, we're really passionate about this stuff too. So it's not just them, and we're not just phoning this in. So we're having a lot of fun doing it, and Kane is too. That's the other thing. Like hanging out and meeting Kane has been a good experience. He's such a great guy. But he never wanted to quit being Jason. You know, as
no, absolutely not. He really is a great guy. He loves his fans. I mean, he does really hard to make sure everybody that comes to see him has a good experience. And, you know, he's just an all-around great guy.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking forward to hanging out with him at Scarefest in Lexington.
Yep. We will be
awesome.
There.
You will be there? I'll see you
there. I will be there.
Yep. Me and Oz will be there.
Oh, that's going to be awesome. Yeah. You know that this is like the biggest gathering of Friday the 13th alumni ever, right?
Once in a lifetime.
Indeed.
So how can fans get a hold of the backer kit? I'm totally fanboying. How you said that you stream Friday stuff on Twitcher?
Yeah, on Twitch. Yeah.
And can you give us some information on where we can watch that, where fans can start their pre-order and get a hold of you guys or whatever?
So as far as our Friday the 13th Twitch page, you can go to twitch.tv/Friday the 13th game, just like it sounds, and then you'll be able to follow us there and get a notification whenever we go live and we broadcast. And we usually stream horror games, pretty much. We do retro horror games, we do current gen horror games. So every Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, and that's what we're doing there. As far as the backer kit stuff and pretty much anything else you want to know, you can go to our website at f13game.com and you'll be able to find our Twitter links, Instagram, and all that stuff there, our Facebook page and everything. If you're on Twitter, you could just search Friday 13th Game and it will come up and you can follow us there too. That's usually where we drop a lot of the day-to-day, moment-to-moment news information for all of our backers and followers to check out.
Awesome, Randy. Thank you so much, sir, for being on the show. It was an honor to speak with you.
No problem. It was an honor to speak with you guys. And it's always fun, and I hope to see you at Scarefest.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Just come up and see us.
We will. I promise. please rate, review, and subscribe wherever the fuck you listen to Return to Camp Blood and Postmortem Radio. If you want to support Return to Camp Blood financially, head over to campbloodpodcast.com/donate. If you have a Friday the 13th theory or question, you can hit us up at campbloodpodcast.com.
If you have a general horror question or a film you'd like Postmortem Radio to cover, you can drop us a line at postmortemradio@gmail.com, or you can hit us up on the Facebook page or even tweet us at Radio Postmortem.
And a special thanks goes out to the Downriver Rat for both of our intro and outro music. You can check out his music at thedownriverrat.com. Until next time.